Thank you. Yatha
Sarva
Sarva Gatam.
Gatam.
Sukshmasad.
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 Akasham.
Akasham.
Nupalipate.
Nupalipate.
Sarvatra.
Sarvatra.
Avasthita.
Avasthita.
Dehe.
Dehe.
Tatha.
Tatha.
Atma.
Atma.
Na.
Na.
Upalipate.
Upalipate.
Next one is Yatha.
Yatha.
Prakashati.
Prakashati.
Eka.
Eka.
Krishnam.
Krishnam.
Lokam.
Lokam.
Imam.
Imam.
Ravi.
Ravi.
Kshetram.
Kshetram.
Kshetri.
Kshetri.
Tatha.
Tatha.
Krishnam.
Krishnam.
Prakashati.
Prakashati.
Bharata.
Bharata.
So, we read one of the verse, and then we say, last line, that is good. Yatha prakashayuktam.
Yatha prakashayuktam.
Krishnam lokam imam ravi.
Krishnam lokam imam ravi.
Khetra khetri tatha krishnam.
Khetra khetri tatha krishnam.
Prakashati bharata.
Prakashati bharata.
Yasa prakashati eka.
Yasa prakashati eka.
Krishnam lokam imam ravi.
Krishnam lokam imam ravi.
Khetra khetra khetri tatha krishnam.
Khetra khetri tatha krishnam.
Prakashati bharata.
Prakashati bharata.
Yatha prakashati eka.
Yatha prakashati eka.
Krishnam lokam imam ravi.
Krishnam lokam imam ravi.
Khetra khetri tatha krishnam.
Khetra khetri tatha krishnam.
Prakashati bharata.
Prakashati bharata.
Yatha prakashati eka pustam.
Yatha prakashati eka
pustam. Lokam imam ravi.
Krishnam lokam imam ravi.
Khetra khetri tatha krishnam.
Khetra khetri tatha krishnam.
Prakashati bharata.
Prakashati bharata.
Yatha
prakashayati eka. Krishnam lokam imam ravi. Prakashayati bharata.
Yatha prakashayati eka.
Yatha prakashayati eka.
Krishnam lokam imam ravi.
Krishnam lokam imam ravi.
Kshetram kshetri tatha krishnam.
Kshetram kshetri tatha krishnam.
Prakashayati bharata.
Prakashayati bharata.
Yatha prakashayati eka.
Yatha prakashayati eka.
Krishnam lokam imam ravi.
Krishnam lokam imam ravi.
Kshetram kshetri tatha krishnam.
Kshetram kshetri tatha krishnam.
Prakashayati bharata.
Mm-hmm.
Yatha,
Yatha,
as,
as,
Prakashati,
Prakashati,
illuminates,
illuminates,
Eka,
Eka,
one,
one,
Krishnam,
Krishnam,
the
whole,
Lokam,
Lokam,
universe,
universe,
Imam,
Imam,
this,
this,
Ravi,
Ravi,
Sun,
Sun,
Ketram,
Ketram,
this body,
this body,
Ketri,
Ketri,
this soul,
this soul,
Tatha,
Tatha,
similar,
similar,
Krishnam,
Krishnam,
all,
all,
Prakashanti,
Prakashanti,
sorry, Prakashanti,
Prakashanti,
illuminates,
illuminates,
Bharata,
Bharata,
O son of Bharata,
O son of Bharata.
Now, the previous part, right, just that you say time, just read translation. Now, if you can read, you can also respond. You can repeat after me, sorry, responsibly. The sky,
sky,
due to its subtle nature,
due to its subtle nature,
does not mix with anything.
Does not mix with anything.
Although it is all pervading.
Although it is all pervading.
Similarly,
similarly,
the soul,
soul,
situated,
situated
in Brahman Vishan,
Brahman Vishan,
does not mix,
does not mix
with the body,
with the body,
though situated in that body,
though situated in the body.
Now, the next verse is translation. Please read that one. O son of Bharata,
O son of Bharata,
as the sun alone,
as the sun alone,
illuminates,
illuminates
all this universe,
all this universe,
so does the living entity,
so does the living entity,
one within the body,
one within the body,
illuminate,
illuminate
entire body,
entire body,
by consciousness,
by consciousness.
Now the purport of both two I read together. The air enters into water, mud, stool, and whatever else is there. Still, it does not mix with anything. Similarly, the living entity, even though situated in varieties of bodies, is aloof from them due to his subtle nature. Therefore, it is impossible to see with the material eyes how the living entity is in contact with his body and how he is out of it after the destruction of the body. No one in science can ascertain. I'm taking two verses because I don't tell much. This is subtle, I think, and very subtle and difficult. There wants to have a good understanding, clearly, from the instruction of the directly from the Guru, Master. So I read the second one, the part. There are various theories regarding consciousness. Here, in Bhagavad Gita, the example of the sun and the sunshine is given. As the sun is situated in one place, it is illuminating the whole universe. So, a small particle of spirit, soul, although situated in the heart of this body, is illuminating the whole body, the consciousness. Thus, consciousness is the proof of the presence of soul, as sunshine or light is the proof of the presence of the sun. When the soul is present in the body, there is consciousness all over the body. As soon as the soul has passed from the body, there is no more consciousness. This can be easily understood by any intelligent man. Therefore, consciousness is not a product of the combination of matter. It is the symptom of the living entity. The consciousness of the living entity, although qualitatively one with the Supreme Consciousness, is not supreme. Because the consciousness of one particular body does not share that of the other. But the super soul, which is situated in all bodies as the brain of the individual soul, is conscious of all bodies. That is the difference between supreme consciousness and individual consciousness. So, first we are talking about the matter and soul. Next one, consciousness. Soul, consciousness, also super soul. Yes? Some aspect. You don't know much, but depending on how long you have been practicing this, you can understand something. You can tell what Purva says. If I am wrong, please correct. Because this is difficult stuff. You see, Krishna, when he is giving knowledge, was the content of the whole Bhagavad Gita summary. This is chapter 2. Krishna is the ideal spiritual master. He is God. He is ideal. He is active. First as a friend to the Arjuna. The Arjuna can understand later on. Until he is active for the benefit. For the benefit. Of all conditioned souls, Arjuna is acting as if he is like a conditioned soul, a great devotee, so that we can get enlightenment. This is second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna is in the, as if acting as if he is in the bodily platform. He doesn't want to shoot arrow to his relations. Rather, he will be begging. Oh, he is thinking, I am this body, other than body. Which we are thinking? Body in consciousness. This is the first lesson Buddha said in Bhagavad Gita. First know that you are not this body. What are you? This negative side. Positive side is, you are aham brahmasmi. Spirit soul. So what is spirit? What is this body? In this connection. We'll tell you one story, very nice. You don't know much. Madhvacharya. There's a story that one day a king was asking him question about this. What I am. Actually, Atma means I. So, king said, I know this is me, I am king. So, Madhvacharya says, he wants enlightenment, the king. So, Madhvacharya, he respects Madhvacharya. So, Madhvacharya said, Maharaj, in your garden, there is something?
Yes.
There are coconut trees? Can I have one coconut? Yes. So he placed in front of everybody, what is this? This is coconut. He asked his disciple, indicating something. The disciple went taking this coconut, took up all those fibers. You know what that coconut, the fibers? Okay. I got the inside shell with coconut pulp, placed it in front of everyone. Please tell what is this? The king said, Mother, I told you this is coconut. কখনা আদমা সেটা বলছে কখন So you get that again, that coconut to his disciple and give him some indication. The disciple went out and broke and took the shell out, separated, isolated the shell from the coconut palm and brought that coconut inside. Flesh. There is a flesh coconut. Even wrong, this cut. He brought that. Actual inside that thing, substance. So he put it in front of that, throwing the shell out. So what is this? This is coconut, I told you. Oh, you told me this is coconut. You told the other one coconut. You told the first one also coconut. What is the difference? Then he is confused. This is the beginning. Mother said to give him knowledge. So, first what I showed, and now what I am showing, is not there is some difference? Yes. What is the difference? He cannot tell. Yes, that's something to do with consciousness. First thing is, everybody is thinking his body as me. So, king also thinking, I am this body, I am king. This body, this is me. And then, who is more advanced, share the shell. The Gani, he is thinking, I'm not this body, no. Sometimes Gani too much in the mental body. So some think mind as me. So somebody is little more advanced, he thinks like that. I'm not this body, maybe mind, something else, subtle. The some more advanced, he can understand. Is the self also there? So there is a difference of consciousness. Everybody knows. When somebody died, Prabhupada said, one girl, he lost his father, he's crying, oh, father's God. And look at people, this is all what Prabhupada said. The mother said, John, I'm not sure what Prabhupada said, I can't wrong you. The girl said, oh, my father gone, India is a common sin. And in other countries, but they differently express. He is God. Then the local people, the poor man, they gave nice to cover, there, this, that, give me a khatiya knife. This poor man, he never enjoyed all these things. Then in there is the bodily concept. They think, look, people enjoy all these things, now let us keep. Take care of the body. Just like we. And in general, people, morning, so much taking care of the body, nice dress, looking in front of the mirror. My Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he is a dhira. Dhirastatya namujati. Only dhira he knows, perfect ratio, different with body, matter, everything. He even, sometimes in front of mirror, on stand to put tilak, so that he can see his face and think this is me. No, this is not me. It's beautiful. This is very deep subject. So there's little subject. So boss. So this is Madhacharya. And so we take care of the body. How much you take care of it, that you can understand in what concept you are. You think I'm American, I'm Bengali, I'm man, I'm woman, here is the Maya, here is Sannyasi, here is Paramahansa, temple president, too much absorbed. Any moment, no breathing, who is present, you become maybe stool of a vulture. Eat up, or a worm, or the ashes in the crematorium, or dust to the dust. You came from the, what is this Bible? Came from the dust and go back to the dust. But actually, has he gone back to the dust? No. So he says that. He is gone. So one person, where is God? He's your brother. He's your father. It's lying there. Where is God? Why are you singing? But still everybody is saying, where is God? So who is God? We cannot see. Unmanifested. Everything is manifest more. Even some certain things still unmanifest, like here. So this body is called ketra. The body is gross matter. And once the insight is went there, they start acting. The energy is there, consciousness is there. So, the consciousness is the symptom of the truth, the presence of the soul, just like there is light. Sun rays, then see, even it is covered by clouds, there must be sun. So about consciousness, so many things go about that. It's a different type of consciousness. One consciousness is covered, say egg or a stone, then the consciousness is zero. But tree is almost zero. Just like somebody is in coma. But there still, it's still there, not manifesting. The tree. So it is compared with like a covered consciousness, then sunken consciousness, say, covered consciousness, say, tree, a stone, little better than the animal. The little more developed monkey, you give some, he takes out your glasses, suddenly, oh God, his consciousness is little developed. Okay, give some, quickly, buy some peanuts. Peas, chana, he comes down. He feels, oh, he's giving the food. Okay, I will give. But if you go get crop, he will not do the divine consciousness. Yeah? But give the cup, they catch you and take you. The tiger. So spiritual life starts from prakashayati. If there is a mode of tama, mode of ignorance, just like somebody is sleeping, they're lazy, eating and sleeping. He's a lazy guy, procrastinate, and what a ignorant, he can never know what is Bhagavad Gita. Next guy, who knows? Imagine, I don't want to say. Anantama pravishanti. You can see so many things. Early in the morning, running here, running there. Looking for food, and people going in India, natural toilet there. He is cleaning up. Somebody is Roger, working hard. Why? Change your how geophysical. You don't know after death what will happen. When everything is finished, better this is cash. You enjoy now. This body I have got, let us drink like please. Somebody asked the teacher. It is also that's the one. What is the meaning of life? Eat, drink, marry. Enjoy. You can understand. There is a Buddha saying, most of people are carnivore and food deprived. And she walks heavy, very hard. 98% or maybe more. Still one is suffering. You want to enjoy the food of his life. Work hard and enjoy. Here. Animal also eating, sleeping, mighty, defending. And many lives we are doing this. So spiritual must come and gives you a higher taste. And come, I will make you Brahmin. You know, you are not this body, you are spirit. It's called Brahma. You are spirit, you come to. You are not this matter, this body. Should be. But because of the association with maybe three modes of material nature, we have a defined activity and desire, accordingly we are given a particular material nature. You want to like this, take this dress or compartment, get a tiger's body, too much eating. Too much sleeping, next life maybe 6 months sleeping like a snake, or maybe Alaska bear. Like fish or so many other things, you like, say, just a particular type of boy, Alaskan, yeah, Russian panda, or Royal Bengal tiger, or a croc in a Sundarban. You know, something you are doing, then you can gun, you know, still that. Because your consciousness. So, say, one is covert consciousness, something like little advanced, it's some ask about what I am, where do you come from, And all these things are gone. And the sadhana, once you start, then start, is gone. Just like a bud. And bud is opening little. Little, not completely blossom, it's called mukulita cheta, more advanced consciousness. Completely mukulita in a pure devotee. Consciousness, puna cheta, complete. This is spiritual body, in touch with. This is spiritual body. So, whether he dies or lives in the material, doesn't matter. Even here, he can feel the brahmanas. He can feel the spirit, he can experience the spiritual world here. That's why. He says, the pure devotee, for him, whether he lives or dies, he doesn't care. Because his business is simply serve. When he serves, Prabhupada says, 24 hours you serve Krishna without material desire. Giving up all false ego, I am this, I am that, like that. Then you can feel the Krishna karma. Wherever you may be, you can feel. Because Krishna is everywhere. But individual soul is not, he is only conscious about his body. This is the field. He is kept of God. He knows his body. But I don't know. Some ant is very biting him. That I don't know. If you put your hand like that, then I may guess. Maybe something. Picking. But God, Krishna, is all pervading. In localized form also, he knows what you are thinking, what you are feeling, what you are willing, according everything like a tape recorder to record. And next life you have to fulfill your desire, particular body. Okay, you get into this problem. You pay this. How much? You pay this. So you get that. What else? You can have ball dance there. Very good. Or a party. Is your birthday? Yes. I'm here only for a year. So, you see the consciousness, what? And I call the compartment. Compartment is 8,400 types of compartment. In the water, 11 lakhs. 1.1 million types of bodies. Compartment. Because of your consciousness. How you develop it? Because of your association. Actually, if you know, I am not this body. You have a tendency to enjoy because God enjoys. And that is higher enjoyment, spiritual enjoyment. You want to separate from Krishna, you want to enjoy. At once, you are put into material platform. Now you become Lord or whatever you see. I am the master, I am the most powerful. I will control everything. He is my enemy, I will kill him and I will become supreme. You can never become Krishna. Sarvasya chaham. Krishna says, Mrityu sarvasya. You know, one day someone there, unmanifested, and he said, get out now. So long if you came like that, you thought, I am Hiranyakashipu or whatever. You know, it's great. Who is your God? Is he within the pillar? Yeah, because he is either as Krishna or as a energy manifest. Yeah? He is not defined. Energetic. He can manifest. Yeah. Just to please his follower, his Prahlad, just to please him. He's been so much tortured by his own father. So just to please him, he came out. Prahlad is not scared seeing him. Even the demigods, even Brahma, even Lakshmi Devi can go to pacify. But Prahlad can. He's not scared of him. He knows he's my father. He's my holy chef. I'm always meditating on him. Because he's in higher consciousness. That is the one who is in higher consciousness. He's there in our heart. He's the highest consciousness, localized form of Krishna. He's watching. You have tried to enjoy, jumping from one tree to another. But today you are a man, next day you are in too much meat. Okay, I want to live in Bengal. All right, next time. Sundarban, Bengal. Royal Bengal Tiger. Or too much in water, maybe a shark. He's watching, he's recording. He doesn't know. Anumanta, he sanctioned, and Upadrashta overseen everything what he doing. But he is a friend, qualitatively same, but he is, because of association, Tama and Raja, he has got desire, many material desires. When he comes to be trusted, help, help! Then he is there, oh, he's sincere, he's honest, he really wants some help, then he helps. He surrenders to him, there you go. According to the mentality, he comes in the form of a Sadguru. But if he is a cheat, want to be cheated, oh, I like to go back. If you give up this four little pieces, you can have more followers. Because I don't want. I want genuine. But something is enough. So they get, oh, this is God. This guy, what he's doing, he's changing everything, shaped of it, seeing Shadi, and some of the Gupta, Tila, what is this? Must be he's enjoying something. But I can't follow, I can't give up my smoking. Pan, Dukta, LSD, or so many other nasty things, eating this in restaurant. What can I get? How can I get? I'm trying to criticize him, joking at him, fun, so that he gives up. Because they're envious, so good material world is envious. The devotee is not happy. Sarve Sukhinabhavam too. Devotee wants, let a devotee be happy. Let us not be envious about it. This is devotee. Let him criticize me, insult me, so that I make fun of me, so that I give up. But that guy is thinking, how is it going? Come to devotee. How come? You don't? In India, I don't know, or Western country, his parents come, or locally his parents are. You don't go to your father and mother? You stay here. Because he can't believe. In India, to cut off relationship, a boy, for his mother, the mother served him so much. And so so attached to mother, and mother attached to son. You can think of. Can believe it in India. Other country, of course, there is attachment to mother, father, the son. But the same, very different. See, I've seen. They also come, tug of war here. But you can think. He must be enjoying so good. Oh, then you go to somewhere, like in a cheap get, God knows in the heart. Hey, look, I am also Hare Krishna. Really? Where is the Tilak? Huh? My guru said, who is your guru? He is also Prabhupada. Now there is some place, there are basket full of Prabhupada. This part, that part, there are many. They go and take, and he went there, and he asked, is there any Prabhupada guru? Yeah. And his wife says, yes. But he is doing seva. What seva? He is engaged. That means he is eating. That is his seva only. Not distribute bhoga. Please. Oh, I see. Then he come. So what do you want? You are this Gosai? Yes. So what do you want? I want to initiate him. He is in his... Oh, he's gone. No, no. He is Shaheed, man. Or this, that, so many things. I can get it here also. So what I have to do? Nothing. Keep dakshin. This, that, that. Whatever. You know, when you, so I don't have to follow? No, when you don't feel like, give up. Taking pan, cigarette, or other things, you know, which you get. Get. When you don't like, get. Now you start chanting. Come here. So God knows He wants that. Okay, you do like that. So different types of bhakta and different types of consciousness. So many will come, but not everybody will stay. Prabhupada says, don't be surprised if somebody says. So it says, Krishna, Bahunam Jamunam, after many births, Ante, Gyanavan, one is in knowledge. What is the symptom? Prapadhate, he become obedient to Buddha. Otherwise, even taking Aung Bang Saha, many increasing, like a factory. But you don't see after some time, after 1 month, one is gone. He is going around and looking, where is Krishna's name? Or why something is in the bushes or in the one, something else. And seeing bazaar, so many things. And dress is the Paramahansa, white cloth, this Baba, this. you cannot stick to. She does not say the Radharani will kick you out. The moment she is very strict, you nonsense, get out. You will be exposed. With all sin but localized Paramatma. What is your consciousness? Eh? You are meditating on same subject? You are lost. You are not in Krishna consciousness. Externally putting tilak there, meditating on same subject. All right. It's a matter of degree. You can be, I will do this, do that. Prabhupada said, no, no. Either do or that. Spiritual life is so just like a spark, a big fire. One spark out in water. Peace, extinguished. Mm-hmm. One spark in straw is still glowing. So you can take it, you can push this. Fire, still glowing. So there is fire, is Krishna concept. Get fired up! You chant Hare Krishna. Yeah. This fourth thing, stay with the devotees, follow the devotees, please not pose it. Always meditate on the but you are thinking something else. Sense that your object, not what Pogba said, and getting again. Mixture, consciousness. Sometimes pendulum, going here Krishna, sometimes not Krishna, something else. When you follow Krishna, what Prabhupada said, most of the time it is little bit coming, as you become more and more releasing. Bhakti parisanago, virakti ananta sar. As you release Krishna consciousness, then you give up. Just like devotee come, take nice prasad, then give up the bad habit of eating something else, other than prasad, which is the name. Beyond mode of goodness. So first of all, prakashayati. What prakashayati? God reveals. Prakashayati reveals illumination. It's not just professor reading and telling. We have to something, realization, illumination. Where does illumination come? He said, Patasri Krishna Namadi Nobhavit Gajavini. Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime, Krishna's dham. It's a whole concept. Still there is kalpa vikshaneni. But when the Goswamis come, that desire is fulfilled. Because that desire is spiritual desire. We may be material desire. Fulfill. Then we can't make it. Then material desire. Somebody asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, this dust in Vrindavan, spiritual world is here, so everything is concerned. This dust is also processed. Yeah. Even a grain of dust can fulfill your desire. So I'll just say what Prabhupada said. You must have some faith in it, so I'm just putting all these things. I won't tell anything of mine, but if you say anything wrong, and so this is the first subject, and very subtle. Very subtle. We know about what is within us, we don't know what is going on in the mind of others, or others' consciousness. You know, but one knows. So one should know the body, field of activity. There is nothing, it's just a gross matter. The subtle thing is mind. Still it is not, it is matter. And beyond that, even more subtle intelligence. But the soul beyond that is not matter. It can't be destroyed. It never came into being. Neither it now coming into being or will come. No, no. It was there. It will be. And it is now. Because God is also like that. But difference is consciousness, our consciousness is. He knew everything. When you change the body, we forget. Even exactly at this very moment, second, what yesterday we are doing, maybe we ask ourselves, we may not be able to tell, we might have forgotten. Maybe some of us in the class. That much we can tell. Roughly. Exactly what I am thinking at this very moment may be difficult to say. Yeah? You can ask ourselves. We forget. From a childhood, many things we do, we are changing body. When the soul means, it goes through six changes, it says, when the soul is there. What is that? It comes into being. That's the child is born. When he's 7 months within the womb of mother, he is consciousness. He becomes conscious. And if he's pious, Prabhupada says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, he prays to the Lord, please bring me out of this awkward condition. And then pray this, that. Very difficult. Like somebody, even 3 seconds or a few seconds, put in an airtight bag, he will be almost difficult to read. And there still Krishna kept him in such a way, nicely. He's praying, if he is pious, please release me, this time I will serve you. going to come to see the light, mommy petting, daddy petting, and little petting, and carrying, kissing, this, that. And he thinks, this is my life. He forgets to again think of Krishna. As he goes, see beauty, sound, taste, smell, all these things, beauty, and he forgets Krishna. But he will taste, higher taste, more beautiful than a material object, Krishna. That is pure devotee. He instructed him, see the beauty of Krishna, he forgets keeping. That is very high taste. That is why we are here. Listening about Krishna, which is non-different from Krishna. Taking prasad, which is non-different from Krishna. It can be revealed to us. But unless you have a lot of piety, he said, Mahaprasade Govind. Prasad, I am tasty, I am only halwa. No rice, dal, all halwa. And kismis, and double cream. Yeah, cashew, yes. This is okay, so that I don't go to restaurant and take all nonsense. But stop. But after something, it agitates my mind. Mind then, stomach, then lower in one line, other senses. Then I'm looking here, there. What is the object I like? I want to enjoy. How many types of ice cream? Whoa. 35 types. Ding-ding-ding-ding. What is that? Bhopal asked. Bhopal is ice cream. Oh? Ice cream? What is it? Bhopal to attract me, but that's why this music. Oh, really? What is, so many types. This flavor, magnolia flavor, this vanilla flavor, this. Oh, I see. Pistachios on top. With this, that, what is it? He said, you sense that Krishna. What? I said, Bhupa. So Bhupa said, first 1 year, you can enjoy of the palatable dishes. But later on, he attached to, I don't know. He said, prasada seva, sakala prapancha joy. If you do prasada seva, you forget other things and become, detached from materialistic way of life. And that prasada not Krishna taste. Not what I like, give to Krishna. Then subtle enjoyment again come, then not prasad seva. Seva means that which pleases Krishna. Who that please Krishna? Krishna now like, you rascal, you like, that's why I give it to me. Did I tell you? Then decide here to give this thing and cook for me. What did I tell? Wow, Krishna was there? So he tells spiritual master, I like this. This is a mode of ignorance. I can't, this is irresistible. Okay, you thank Krishna. And then what can be done? You try to give up. Shall I say? Maybe mushroom. Don't you like very much? Is it? Mushroom? I think something like that. She thinks I'm terrible. Don't mind, I'm not attacking him. The truth has to be told. For the sake of the truth, for all of the master. Because this is all I'm repeating, my spiritual master told. So I have to face some unpleasant situation. I don't mind. But I have to serve Prabhupada. He said that. So you see different types of consciousness and getting different types of body. Even somebody became a turtle, but different types of turtle. Why? There must be difference in consciousness. A different type of living and living water, some could be different shape. Shark, and different type of body, nose, eyes, and whale, with a huge body, stomach, he can so much eat, but very peaceful usually. Then one type of snake is taking this parasite. It is called blue whale, I heard. Then sharks, then crocodile, and different types of sharks. And I wonder, there's so many varieties, very consciousness, something may be common. Why this is? Padma Purana, Bhagavad Gita is saying all these things. This is very subtle thing. Quality of consciousness. But the best, complete, best quality of consciousness is Krishna consciousness. And that is our first beginning is in the mode of goodness. So you can go higher and higher. If you are a very good control senses, you become go to from this loka to Uddha loka, higher planetary system. In between demigod's planet, our planet. They are neither demigod nor human being, but more advanced than human being. They are Jaksha, Kinnara. They play nice music, instruments, sing, dance, men and ladies, beautiful. But higher than that, the demigods, more in the goodness. Higher than that, very stanch. The control senses, brahmachari. They go maybe mahaloka. Then higher than that, goodness, janaloka. Higher than that, perfect sannyasi, maybe tapaloka. Higher than that, sattaloka. And get even the there's a Brahma post up. Anybody of us can become Brahma. It doesn't matter who is sitting there. But what is to our goal is not that. This is still material world. And more in the mode of tamagun, either go lower and lower animal, or go to lower planets like Akshasa, lower planets. Seven lower planets system, seven higher planets system. These are things are very subtle. Very subtle. We are gross, the body is gross. But soul is subtle. It is not even matter. And so it doesn't mix with. But the consciousness, the soul is nothing to do with matter. He gives a nice example, Samaji. He says that, just like moon is there, a gross actually. And moon's reflection or sun's reflection may be there in some liquid form, in different type of liquid. The liquid may be disturbed because of the current or flow of it or waves. And it looks like that moon or sun is also going through distortion. But actually moon is not going through, it is not distorted, is it? It's far away. So soul is like that. Soul is there. Consciousness may be affected. The soul is not affected. It does not matter. But consciousness may be called. Because of associations. Mode of passion, you know. Raja Goba says, first become creature like become a consciousness, I am not this body. You have to be. So get this instruction from your guru very thoroughly. If you are really honest, sincere, faithful, take instruction from it. With a clear understanding. What is the difference between matter and spirit? Not just theoretical, but of course you have to practice devotional science. Nicely. Then you have to understand conviction. I am not matter. I do not belong to this world. I belong to the spiritual world. I am spirit. Then actual devotional service starts. That's why he says, then naturally you become detached from bodily consciousness. Somebody, he is in, whether in cold or heat, or somebody praises him or insults him, he is not that much affected. Artificially for some time he can be, but not always. It's called dhira. Dhira. So now I do. And I will finish it with a story of dhira. So Kalidas told this thing. Devotee is one of the best devotees, one of the qualities of dhira. What is dhira's quality? When Parvati saw her husband is insulted by his father, he's a great devotee. And Parvati left her body by yogic process, burned her to ashes. Then he came back as a daughter of Himalaya. His name was then Uma. And the demigods were always fighting with their demons to fight over, to remain in power in kingdom of in the heavenly kingdom. So they had to fight with demons. They wanted suitable commander. So they asked. Parvati approaches a young girl, maybe 17 or something like that, young, and she's exquisitely beautiful. She asked her, Shiva is there meditating in Kailas, very controlled senses. Can you go and approach him? He's alone, and he is hearing nothing. Shiva's clothes is called Digambar. What he's hearing? He's hearing only the all directions. That is his clothes. The one whose clothing is covering is defined direction. Dik Ambar. One whose clothing is the defined direction. It's called Digambar. That means he has no clothing, nothing. He's sitting. He meditating on Sankarsana. What he does. So he's a great demon. So you go and you marry her, him, by pleasing him, worshipping him. We want a good son. Both of you, combination, and he will perfect our commander. We make him commander, he'll be off for you, do you understand? So put him please to us. Parvati, approach to Parvati, oh, say, okay, you go alone. Then she went alone. And then, sometime touching his private part, let's see your unjust risk of the. So it is not so easy to control sense. That is why a yogi is called, who is a yogi? One who control, one has control over his senses. So this everybody has to do. That is why you take prasad, don't take something else other than. This control something. Yes? Then have there. Yeah. Control mind, control tongue, control other things. Then you can become, make other your student. Otherwise you are not doing. Yeah, you have to pay a high price, which happens often. Is that the climate? And everybody is confused and bewildered. Devastating situation. Using an institution is an institution. Sometimes to make many people bring Krishna consciousness, you may not exactly all check everything. Right? It's natural, I understand. Somebody doing, there's competitive, who can do more, accomplish this, right? They give him big position and designation. Then people lose respect on this position. Negative side. Positive side, you have to bring good to Krishna consciousness. May not have good quality. No, that means, sometimes you increase quantity, maybe you find you have to pay a price in terms of quality. You want too much quantity, you cannot have quality control. People lose respect. So you have to be very, what do you call, judicious. So I say, otherwise you have to be prepared to pay a high price. So Prabhupada left us for this. One is strictly follow, one is honest. With the faith in Prabhupada, at least you can make advance. And those who are following Prabhupada strictly, his footprints, you follow them, you get the same thing. That is his call now. So still people are coming in Krishna consciousness. Some might have gone, still coming. The nice devotee. In second, third generation, also there. So time, 10 minutes extra, I think. No, I started almost this time. It's almost, I think, 1 hour. So I'll finish it. So many things can be said. I'm just saying, because we are not realized that now. This is a very subtle subject. I ask you to read, then we'll discuss this consciousness, spirit, and super soul, and super consciousness. It is said, it is not by theoretical knowledge you can know this thing. You have to have experience, realization. So it said that one thing externally you can see, Devasthiti Naigar, Samsarvana Dhan. One is advanced, divided you can say, Jivan Mukta, 24 hours serving Krishna. It's just minimum time he spends for his sleeping, eating, bathing, nature's call. A few times, for a short time you can do. But day after day, year after year, whole life you can identify artificial. Unless you have a higher taste. So you lose all these things. Huh? If somebody insulting you or praising you, you take it. You can't do like that. Unless in higher consciousness. So it's a Devasthiti Naajar, Samsarvandan Dhanata. One of our acharyas said, one who has forgotten his bodily, demands, necessity, all this is a bare necessity. If you understand, he is very advanced. He lives with the bare necessity. He doesn't care for other things. Somebody insulting him, heat, cold, all these things. It's simple. He's not attracted to beautiful objects. He's not attached to name, fame, adoration. It's not very easy. You can tell sincerely, honestly, I'm not attracted. So Bhakti Dantavi said, who is a Vaishnava? Who has given up this? Enjoying opposite genders association, Kanako Kamini Pratistha, and wealth, and name, fame, adoration. You can say honestly, yes, I am free from this, I don't. It's not easy, it's a matter of practice, a matter of consciousness. You have to purify yourself. You see, I am free from enviousness, Okay. Arrogance, anger, enviousness, lusty desire, at least can control. This is not easy. Then you have good consciousness. You are free from all material desire, free from all false thinking, I am this, I am that, big position, designation. It's a matter of sadhana. It's not easy thing overnight. You have to go through this test. Then you will come to this consciousness and develop attachment to Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime, service to Krishna, and Krishna's name. It is sadhana, it is experience, it is realization. You have to come to, step by step, you have to, go through all these stages. And Prabhupada gave everything in his book. And I don't like to say something which I may be not correct. So I tell you, read different places where they gave all these examples. How do you get consciousness? And elevate yourself in consciousness. You can free from matter and spirit consciousness. I am not this body. The real action, okay. All action. Prabhupada was perfect to that. And Prabhupada's followers try. We should also try. And you can make a pass. I'll finish now, 15 minutes gone. But still we are going. So I just said, please forgive me. I don't know all this time. As I selected two verses. Because I can't tell. I just repeat what Prabhupada said. I have got some conviction that Prabhupada is saying. But I am not sure of it. I have some conviction. Because otherwise, why we will be sticking to this ISKCON movement? So, then Prabhupada disciples must have conviction, some realization. That's why giving their life, their wealth, their time, their resources. You also do. Krishna is also blessed. That's my prayer. I also pray. You pray for me. Thank you very much. Any comment? I don't know. I can answer questions. It is very subtle and difficult subject. Thank you very much. Oh, please don't go. That is a wonderful thing. You bless God who is giving. Nice, you look at so much property. Krishna likes, I know. So much property. That means golden flecks. Sweet. Hari, Hari. Krishna is so sweet, you can see. Everything of Krishna is sweet. His prasadam is sweet. Talking about Krishna is sweet. Listening about Krishna is sweet. Serving Krishna is sweet. Being served is also sweet.